Later on, a grain or two of truth from me. True Jack Crow. About how come I really didn't get the residuals from the blaze drive, because I had discovered the Aiel in a stolen ship, and how it came out at the piracy trial that Quan Tri couldn't really press charges against me for stealing the ship as he had stolen it from the Dalcek mining combine. And since Dalcek was already long dead by that time without heirs or a will, and especially on account of the blaze drive being the single most valuable tool in history, Fleet had ended up with the whole thing, or public domain had, but at the time that was about the same thing. They laughed at that story and at the part about me admitting being lost when I discovered the Aiel in the first place. It seemed to help. So I told them the truth about how come the Darge regarded me as a god. Lost again and frantic again, and then there I was with them, spacesick and seasick and full of time lag and planet lag, and throwing up the traditional feast prepared in my honor all over the Touch Mother, who regarded, by doctrine dogma, all aspects of regurgitation as holy. Meaning only sacred chow was good enough for me. I threw that up too, I added, and they laughed. But the Touch Mother didn't know because I was deep in the inner fold, which was this very damp cellar, essentially, where gods hung out, and I was alone, and before anybody could find out, I was already on my way back. Holly said he bet I was in an awful hurry to get out of there before they found out, and I said yes, that too. But mostly I was starving to death. Holly and I laughed at that, and Laya too, a little. But she was starting to drift. Holly tried taking over, telling something I don't remember about being a young prodigy. He tried to make it funny, and of course failed. But I egged him on just the same, laughing hard and trying to get Laya to. But she wouldn't, or couldn't, and eventually, inevitably, it got very quiet in that huge, dark place. Holly couldn't stand it.
"You tell one, honey," he said at last.
And she did. But she didn't just tell it. She carved it. Carved it deep in the deepest place for it. Our shame. It didn't start out as a story. It started out as a confession. As the confession. The tears were already welling when she began to speak.
"I haven't been honest with you two," she said,
starting the thick beads rolling.
"I know I've been cold and distant and bitterly, oh, so scientific. But the truth is, Holly, Jack, the truth is that I feel so small and mean and—"
She drifted off. Holly sat beside her like a statue. He could not move, and I knew what he felt, for I too wanted to shout, don't crack us open. But I didn't. I was a statue too. And worse, I didn't even help. She wiped her eyes and positioned herself more firmly on her stool. She stretched her hands out flat on the chopping board in front of her. She examined the knuckles. Then she curled her fingers securely together.